Hi, this is Sam Lane from the Daily Iowan.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
Specialist Emily Walter.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So you don't mind if I ask you a couple of questions then?
No, not at all.
Cool. Excellent. So I guess sort of my first question would be, when and why did you decide that you wanted to go into the military?
I decided my senior year of high school, and
okay.
I decided to do it because I wanted to be a part of defending my country, and the job that I have here is something that I really enjoy, and it's something that I'm actually looking to do in civilian world when I get back. Because I do public affairs, so that's like journalism basically, and I'm looking to major in journalism when
okay.
I get back. So a lot of it was because I love what I do, and I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted it to be a part of my life.
So I guess tell me a little bit about what exactly you do then as a public affairs specialist. What sorts of things do you do on a daily basis?
My primary responsibility is to do layout and design for the Expeditionary Times, which is the newspaper. It's a logistical newspaper that is distributed throughout Iraq, and it's basically telling the stories of the soldiers in the units that fall under my unit that are all contributing to the logistical drawdown of forces and equipment from Iraq. And my secondary job is to actually like write stories for the paper, and I also do some editing as well. So it's kind of a lot of responsibilities, but mainly it's the layout and design for the newspaper.
So maybe you'll come back and work for the Daily Iowan when you're done.
That's actually what I'm hoping for.
Okay, great. So when did you deploy?
We went on active duty status in April,
okay.
But we got in country in June.
Okay. So, I mean, what do you think about being in Iraq now that you've been there for several months?
I'm really glad I'm doing it. I obviously miss home and friends and everything, especially around the holiday season, but
right.
It's a really good experience, and it's given me a lot of experience that I think will help me when I get back with what I want to do, and it's really given me a lot of perspective, and I'm overall happy that I'm here.
Okay. So when you got in country in June, that was the first time you've ever been overseas for the military then?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually just got out of training last December, so
okay.
This was the first big step that I've had in the military.
Can you describe your training a little bit? What sorts of things did you have to go through?
For deployment training or for just in general?
I guess both.
Well, for training, just when you join the Army, obviously, there's basic training, and then after that, you have specialized training for your profession, and so
okay.
That was basically just exercises and learning how to write hard news and how to conduct
okay.
interviews and be interviewed and stuff like that, everything that it takes to be a public affairs specialist. And then for deployment training, you basically just learn, you have to requalify on your weapon. That's one of the most important things. You learn a lot about the Middle Eastern culture, and
okay.
There's a lot of training for like combat drills, stuff like that. It's a lot of stuff that I learned in basic training, but more in depth.
Okay. So when did you go into basic training then?
I went into basic training June 23rd, 2009.
Okay. And then when did you go into deployment training?
Well, actually, I wasn't set to deploy until just a couple weeks before we left. So
okay.
My deployment training started in April, but most other people in the unit started well before that, like months before that.
Okay. Sort of, I guess, more personal question. Logan told me that you and Cliff are dating. How much did that have to do with you guys going over together?
Well, I didn't know I was going to be going over, so for about a year, it was just, we were expecting just him to be deploying, and then my section ended up meeting another person, so they asked me to go with them, and I decided to go.
What was that like when you found out that you were going to be going with him?
It was a shock, definitely, but part of me was sort of glad because I knew that it would be a really great experience, and I also knew that I was close to someone who was going, so those two things together made me feel a little more at ease about it, and it was still definitely not what I was expecting, but I was kind of hoping for it.
So how much time do you guys spend together then over there?
Well, the job, both our jobs usually keep us busy until a little bit after dinner time, so...
Sorry, what was that? Both your jobs what?
Keep us busy. Like, we're,
oh, okay.
We're usually working till just after dinner time. And then typically we see each other a few days a week.
Okay.
After, like, in the evening. That's the only time that we really have the chance to see each other. But it works.
So what's it like, I guess, to be sort of removed from civilian life here in the United States? I mean, obviously, it's not something that you've done before. Obviously, your routine is going to be a little bit different than it was here. I guess to sort of describe the differences between civilian life and what you're doing over there.
Well, everything is a lot more structured here. You have a set schedule every day, and back home, especially like when you're in college, you kind of get to make your own schedule. And so the structure is the biggest part. Obviously, you don't get to choose what you're going to wear, and that's something that's a big change. But mostly just, it's a very predictable lifestyle, like, in terms of having a set schedule.
So have you actually taken classes at the University of Iowa, then?
Yes, I took, my first semester at Iowa was... the spring semester last year.
Okay. And so what were some of the classes you took here last year then?
I took accelerated rhetoric, trying to think.
I mean, you don't have to list them all, just, but did you take any journalism classes?
The only writing classes I had was accelerated rhetoric and
okay.
Cultural historical foundations of communication.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, we all take that class, so it's very interesting. So you currently have about one semester's worth of credits at the UI?
Yes, and then I took a couple of classes in September here.
Okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of those classes?
I just took two. One of them was research and expository writing, and then the other one was... It was just a seminar class. It was like the putting together a resume, stuff like that. It was just a one credit.
Now, at the risk of sounding a little creepy, I was sort of looking over some of Cliff's pictures, and it looks like there's kind of a lot of Hawkeye pride in your unit. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, actually, in my section specifically, it was basically my boss here. He's like probably the biggest Hawkeye fan that I've ever met in my life. I think if anyone would bleed black and orange or black and gold, it would be him. But there are a lot of Hawk fans that I know of, and but the one that I know most personally and that I know is probably the biggest Hawk fan in the unit is the person I work for.
Okay. So did you know when you went over to Iraq, did you know anybody besides Cliff? Because I know the unit is from Des Moines.
Yeah, I know Kyle Wright. He also graduated with us at Valley. So those are the two people that I knew when I when I got in the unit.
Okay. Excellent. So, I guess kind of shifting gears a little bit then, this what we're kind of looking at with this story is, you know, the fact that you guys will be away from your families for the first time over the holidays, over Christmas. I guess sort of a question I would have is, what did you typically do for Christmas when you were back in Iowa?
Back home, my mom's side of the family all goes to my grandparents' house, and it's like 24 people in this one house, and that's what we do for Christmas. We just all get together and watch Christmas movies, pretty much just catch up with each other, because really we don't get to see everyone together except for that one time of year. So it's just a lot of learning what everyone has been up to for the year before and catching up with them.
What do you plan to do this year for Christmas?
It's actually falls on my heaviest work day, so I'm going to be definitely working, but I know that there's going to be time set aside to call my family, and I'm going to try to Skype with them if they have internet, and hang out with the people that I know here. Cliff's going to be here also, so we'll figure something out for Christmas, but the most important part is going to be getting in contact with my family, so I at least feel like I'm still a part of the tradition.
One second here. So you said that it's going to be your heaviest work day. Why do you say that?
Well, the newspaper gets sent to print on Saturday night, so that's typically the day where everything has to get pulled together. So
it gets what on Saturday? I'm sorry.
On Saturday, it gets sent to print.
Oh, sent. Okay.
Mhm. And so that's just typically the busiest day, getting everything ready in time for it to be sent up.
So I guess, does your unit have any sort of plans then for Christmas Eve or day for the entire unit, or is that something that's not really done?
I'm not sure if the entire unit has something. I know that. I'm pretty sure that separate sections are kind of having their own little get-togethers. I know that my section, every Friday night, we have, like, a Christmas movie showing if anyone wants to show up. And on Christmas morning, the entire base is invited to run a 5K just to get together for Christmas. And they have 5K runs for pretty much any holiday, so Christmas is no different from that. But I'm not sure what the entire unit is doing, if there's anything planned, but I know that everyone kind of has, every section has their own little deals going on.
What do you think it's going to be like for you to be away from your family on Christmas?
It's going to be tough. It was tough for Thanksgiving, obviously, but it makes it easier knowing that there are a ton of people here who are all going through the same thing, so in a way that makes it a lot easier, and it kind of takes my mind off of it. So it's obviously difficult, but I know that I'm going to see them in a couple months, so that also makes it easier.
Yeah, I guess that raises another question. What's sort of your schedule like then as far as when you'll be coming back and if you'll have to redeploy, anything like that?
We'll be coming back in mid-spring, and I don't have any idea about, like, another deployment or anything, but
okay.
I'm planning on just going back to school because, like, I know I'll be able to get some school in before
sure.
having to think about another deployment, or at least, like, if everything goes as planned, but yeah, I don't have any idea what that timeline will look like.
Sure.
Except I know that we're coming home in mid-spring.
So once you come home in mid-spring then, do you think you'll start taking classes in the summer? Do you not know
I've
that?
Thought about it, but I think that's going to be a lot easier said than done.
Okay.
Once I get back, I'll probably just want to take some time off, but
sure.
I have considered it.
Okay. But that you'll come back to the University of Iowa when you do start taking classes?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So you spent a semester here at the University of Iowa. I guess what are some of your fondest memories of being here?
I love the atmosphere in Iowa City. It's probably my favorite place in Iowa. It's so much fun. Everyone's all together. Everything's close. Like, everything you need is in Iowa City. So what I remember most is the atmosphere. I didn't have a ton of time there, but that was my favorite part. Still is my favorite part. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
What are some of the biggest differences between Iraq and Iowa City or even Des Moines?
The weather, the summer was incredibly hot and like nothing else I've ever felt before. And there is a lot less green around. There's a lot of grass in Iowa that you don't really notice until you get somewhere that doesn't have any grass. So that was a big difference. There's a lot of brown here. Mostly just appearances. It's all different. And obviously I'm around a bunch of people in uniform that I don't usually see back home.
Great. So maybe what's been your most memorable experience since you've either in any sort of training or since you've been to Iraq? What's maybe one event or something that's stuck out in your mind?
I think probably just getting here, because I don't know what I like thought it was going to be like, but it was just a surprise getting here. Like, landing in Iraq was my most memorable moment here, I suppose.
How long of a flight was it from, I guess, where were you coming from when you got to Iraq?
Well, we spent a couple weeks in Kuwait first.
Okay.
So it was only like an hour-long flight, hour and a half.
Okay.
From Kuwait, but from the States to Kuwait was a lot longer than that. I don't remember the exact time, but it was like a day of travel, so.
So when you went to Kuwait, where were you coming from then?
We came from Fort Hood, Texas.
Okay. Okay. So you said that it was extremely memorable, just landing in Iraq. What was it actually like when you landed and the plane touched down and you found out that you were, or you understood that, okay, there's not really any going back now?
I guess I realized that in Kuwait, when we landed in Kuwait, because it was more of a shock in Kuwait, because when you stepped off the plane, everything was different. Like, it was just, everything felt different. The weather was, like, so hot, and it was just different. Seeing the different environment that I've never seen, that's when I really realized that, like, there is no going back. And then Iraq was kind of a sequel to that.
So when you were on this plane landing in either Kuwait or Iraq, what were people around you sort of doing? What were you seeing there? What was the scene like?
I didn't really see a lot of people, just the people in my unit.
Okay.
But just not seeing any trees for a really long ways, and like just seeing a lot of brown, like I said, feeling the heat.
Sure.
Just the such a different environment than I'm used to.
So maybe what has there been a time at all when you feel like what you're doing over there has been challenged? For instance, you thought, I really want to come home. Obviously, everybody over there is going to have some instances of homesickness fairly frequently. But has there ever been a time where you have, really thought that I do not want to be here?
Well, there have been fleeting moments where I've thought about that, but then I just remember why why I'm here and that it's not going to last forever. I'm going to come home. So that's, I have honestly felt moments where, like, I haven't wanted to be here, as I'm sure everyone here has, but just keeping in mind that I'm not the only one here. I have plenty of people to talk to here. I have my family back home that I can call and talk to, and that I'm going to see everyone. I'm going to be home again, so that overrides the feeling that I don't want to be here.
So, all right. Well, let me see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I'd like to ask you. I mean, is there anything else that you'd like to add about your experience at all?
I think I hit it all, but I guess I'd like to wish everyone a happy holidays back in Iowa.
So you said, I guess one other thing, you said that you talk to your family and Skype with your family. How often would you say that you are communicating with them?
I always set aside time on Sunday
okay.
to call family and friends, and sometimes I'll call during the week if I feel inclined to do so. But 1 to 2 times a week, I call my parents and friends, and then I've Skyped a few times, not as frequently, just because it hasn't worked very well, but.
Okay.
It works well enough to talk to them. It's really nice being able to Skype. So, but I usually stick to the phone because that's more easily accessible.
Sure. I guess one other thing that I sort of didn't think about, has there ever been a time when you're over there where I guess that you've been in any sort of real danger there? I mean, we hear about every day the people dying in Iraq. Has there ever been a chance where, or ever been a point when your unit or section has been in any sort of real danger?
I guess, like, it's, you know, it's out there, but I always feel safe where I am and with everyone that I'm around. But, you know there's danger out there. We're not here for no reason. So, but that's, I don't know. I always feel that I'm safe where I am.
Okay. Great. All right, Emily, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. If there are any additional questions or if I have to, I guess, confirm quotes with you, is email the best way to get a hold of you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So I will, I think my story is going to run in Thursday's edition of the Daily Iowan, so I'll probably be emailing you something sometime on Wednesday, and I'll make sure that I'm not sending it one at a time you're sleeping or anything like that. So,
okay.
Thank you once again for taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.